Hey, it's Angel. I didn't realize that people cared about me, like me, not the sex content and all of where you can find me. I got some, not a lot, but like some really nice messages from people, saying they were just curious about me. Versus like my business, and that never crossed my mind. I was really surprised. I don't like with messing up the fantasy of the sexy, everything's perfect angel. So if you don't want to break the fantasy, and if you just want the everything's perfect angel and everything's fine, and I'm fine, then just stop listening right now. And you won't be missing anything, I promise. Okay, so just an angel update on like me and not my work. I recently got diagnosed with hypothyroidism. I've been having some pain, just all over, and just like really foggy in the brain, and I couldn't figure out why. So when I went for my annual physical, you know, I go to the doctor once a year unless something's really wrong. I got, you know, you get blood work done, and it came back that my thyroid is underactive, which is probably why my joints are stiff and why I don't feel like I'm just kind of foggy, and because I've never been ditzy, and I've kind of been finding myself being ditzy the last couple of months. I thought it was just like the world, but I just started a new medicine, so hopefully that will help. I have to be on it for 3 months and then I'll go back and get checked. My dog's eating behind me, so if you hear crunching, I'm sorry. I have a dog and 4 cats. I adopted 2 in January right before all the shelters started closing. I didn't adopt them because of the shelters closing. I just adopted 2 because I met one and she was awesome. And then she had 3 other sisters and I felt bad leaving her, getting her separated from all her sisters. But obviously I was going to take all of them. So I kind of watched her for a little bit and visited her to see which sister she got along with and hung out with best. And so I have them. So I've had them since January, and then I have my 2 other cats, and then I have my dog, and he's really old, so he's really laid back. He's totally deaf now. He can't hear anything. So it's weird having a dog that can't hear anything, but I have him trained really well, so he's a really good boy. What else? I also have PTSD. I don't know if people know this. 4 years ago, I wiped the internet totally clean of everything. Angel and Temptation disappeared. Oh, now he's drinking. Great. Sorry. And wiped Angel and Temptation clear. And that was 4 years ago, and I took a year off. Well, I had been attacked in my house. My house was broken into, and I was attacked. And because of what I did, it was someone that knew what I did, and not someone I knew. So there was a lot of that. And so I had to go into therapy because I had gotten diagnosed with PTSD, and things were kind of rocky for a while, and they still are. I find like the more I create content, the more volume of awesome people that find me, and it's so cool. But also you know, there's always going to be, and no matter what you do, every job, there's going to be a jerk. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be somebody that's just life. Like, it's life. But, I don't know. I get a little, I get a little bit of agoraphobia, and I go to therapy. I'm working on it. I'm totally on top of my health and all of the things. I don't leave the house anyways, because there's no reason to leave the house. It's a pandemic still, so, but I can say that, but also, like, I do have a lot of fears with leaving the house, and not leaving the house to walk my dog. Like, we go on, like, multiple walks throughout the day, like, not that kind of leave the house, but, like, going places that isn't picking up groceries and stuff. I that's a big reason why I've always kind of struggled with that. It's a big reason why I really love what I do and getting into to do the work I do, because I get to be in home, I get to be safe, and I get to go out when I need to and when I should. But I get to, you know, mental health getting better. It's a long process. It's not a quick thing. So by all of you allowing me to be creative, you're really allowing me to heal, because creativity is thanks to laughter, creativity is the best thing for me I've found to get better. So also, I don't know if you've made it this far. Cool. It's almost over, I promise. I got a Switch. I found a Switch. I found a Nintendo Switch. I've been looking everywhere for a Nintendo Switch forever. I couldn't find one. So I think, besides a capture card, I have everything I need to be able to stream on Twitch and play video games. I suck at video games. I like to play them, but I suck. But I think I have enough entertainment value vocally, mentally, that it might be worth watching me on Twitch. I don't know. Let me know what you think if you like that idea. I might just do it anyway, because I'm already an affiliate. I just haven't done anything with it. But, like, just, like, really basic games like Animal Crossing, and I don't even know what other games are out there. But I've never played anything like that, and I have people I know that I've gone to their homes and played the Switch, and anything Nintendo I feel very comfortable with. So yeah, I'm really hopeful that I can do that, because it sounds like fun hanging out with everybody and just relaxing and playing games. And yeah, so just a random hangout thing I thought would be cool. All right, that is a true angel update. Thank you for caring. If you've listened this far, it really warms my heart. Like, I have a really big smile thinking about the people that have listened to this. I will take that to heart, to the people that said they do care about more than just, like, my business stuff. And that's real cool. Thank you. I'll talk to you all soon.